This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Well, hey, friends, we're back. We're back in action. We're like the Terminator, jumping back into this series, Get Real. And I'm doing it again, Dawn. I'm doing billboards.
All right.
I've got some more billboards going out in the community. Are you ready? Are you ready to learn about what I'm doing? Oh, we're going at it. And we're not backing down with this message.
Amen.
That's what the billboard campaign is all about. That's what the last one was about. And that's what this one's about too. So I'm going to show you those billboards in this episode. And again, just recap if you didn't get it the last time, why I'm doing this. So, hey, we're doing a billboard campaign again. Billboards part two. Here we go. Want to do that again there, Dawn?
What, this?
You see Dawn on the air guitar over there? Actually kind of makes me sad to turn the music down, but we have with us in the studio here the Dawn Medicus.
I'm back in the saddle again.
We are so excited.
Amen.
That Dawn is with us here in the studio today. You want to, Dawn, tell the peeps something special about yourself, man.
I don't know if there's anything special.
There's something special. Yeah, come on. I mean, you could say you've got a special lady in your life.
Oh, that's true. Patsy is definitely a special lady in my life. Well, I praise God for her.
I think you're a special guy, and I'm going to brag on you for a minute here, brother. I think you're an awesome dude. You're a great Christian. You're a great example. And you've got a tender heart. Yes, you've got a tough exterior, but a tender heart.
That sounded good.
You're a softie.
Yeah, I can be too soft. That's true.
On our microphones and our headsets, you can really hear the bass in my voice.
That's right.
I sound kind of like they make me sound good. Jesse, thank you for making us sound good in the studio.
That's right.
We appreciate that. So, yeah, Dawn is a tough guy with a tender heart. There he is.
Usually tough guys have a tender heart.
They do, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, you know, they say real men love Jesus.
That's right. I had a bumper sticker that said that.
Yes, because you're a real man.
Amen. I think it takes a real man to love Jesus.
So, we're going to talk today about the billboards.
All right.
We're going to talk about the billboards. So this is my second time around doing this. If you didn't see in the last sermon series I did, called Mean Jesus. And of course, Jesus wasn't mean.
Right.
We explained that. It's just how when you actually study the real Jesus, not the cardboard cookie cutter Jesus, stand up Jesus that we've created today. When you actually study the real Jesus, you see he was tough. Mm-hmm. He was a real man. I mean, he went at it with some people.
He sure did.
I mean, he took a whip and he chased people out of the temple. That's pretty crazy. I haven't done that lately. In that series, we put some billboards up in the community, and there was a response to that. I'll let you go back in that series and check that out, what happened. But we ended up with some more ad space out of it. God Amen. Multiplied the loaves and the fishes, and so we put some new billboards
Might
up.
Might have multiplied the cookies.
And So, and I'll let you figure out for yourselves what that means. You got to go back and watch the other episodes, but
that's a teaser.
I was trying to think about like what direction to go with these ones. And so, like, obviously, you know, the series that we're in the middle of now is Get Real. It's the month of August. Like, mm-hmm. you know, with the month of June, there was a particular topic that was real big, and there was a reason we wanted to address that. But with this, you know, I was just trying to figure out what direction to go. And I decided to do the billboards again, and I'll reveal the billboards to you in a moment. I'm just trying to do this in a dramatic way.
There you go.
With the theater, trying to be a good thespian here and be dramatic in my presentation. But I guess I wanted to recap why. A good friend of mine, good pastor friend of mine, likes to say that you should tell people the why behind the what. A good leader will tell people the why behind the what. So if you're wondering why I've done billboards, why I'm doing this, why I'm putting myself out there, well, I just thought I'd tell you why. And one of the interesting things that you see in the book of Acts chapter 17, I've read this scripture. I don't know how many times I'm gonna show this scripture or talk about it or teach on it, but Paul in the book of Acts chapter 17, he has this interaction with these pagan people, mm-hmm. and a lot of people would be opposed to kind of putting your message out there in an upfront way like this, but I think you've got warrant for it right here in the Bible, where Paul, he sort of overlays the culture of the day. He's talking to these people in what was called the Areopagus, and he basically takes the narrative of the gospel he overlays it, he starts talking about their narrative, about their paganism. He says, "I see all your statues, I see all your idols." Now, you know, you got to know he's being nice there. He's talking about mm-hmm. idols, for crying out loud. It's like, "Hey guys, I see all your idols. Wow. You even have one to an unknown God. That's great, because I'm going to tell you about him right now." Well, that's what he does in Acts chapter 17.
I know, he sucked them in.
Right? Yeah, he sucks them in. And so, but then he does the overlay. Then he puts the template over top, mm-hmm. and he starts talking about the truth. And I would say, Don, you can't really be loving to people without being truthful.
Right.
This is, I think, a component that's often missing today. And the thing is, you can look at, you know, maybe something like a billboard campaign, at least the way that I'm doing it. And my billboards don't, you know, they're addressing issues, and they're meant to point people to our content so that we can have a conversation. So they're not doing things that just, like, you know, churches would do, by telling people that there's hope in Jesus, join us on Sunday morning, looking forward to seeing you, that kind of stuff, which I've seen many churches, and that's wonderful, yes. Right. But that's not necessarily the role of this ministry.
Right.
Okay. I feel like the role of gospel ministries is to share Christ with people, but also maybe to do some of the things that Paul did in the Areopagus, where we see him, and I'll throw the scripture up here again on the screen, we see him jump right at it and verses like 24 and following. So yeah, he starts off talking about their paganism, but then he launches right into the God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth. Boom, right there. Bang. Mm-hmm. In verse 26, from one man, he made all the nations. He made every man from one man, not evolution, but from one man. And he's talking about how that God works in history. In verse 30, in the past, God looked over such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. And then he says very strongly, forcefully maybe, in verse 31, for he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man Jesus he's appointed and given proof to everyone by raising him from the dead. So, like, this is a hardcore gospel presentation. Oh, here, you know, and he's doing it to a pagan people who don't have a place to fit this.
Right.
They don't have a compartment for the information Paul gives them there. Some people were won over and they came with Paul. Others, they just laughed.
Right.
Well, that, I mean, really, in a nutshell,
nuts.
Yeah, I think it explains why we get sometimes the reaction that we get today, Don, when we preach the gospel.
Exactly.
When we say the world was covered in a flood, when we say we don't believe in evolution, when we say you need to receive Jesus to go to a place called heaven, and there's a literal place called hell, and that God doesn't send people to there because to take people to heaven because they deserve it and they're good people, but because of this thing called grace and faith. Amen. He made this crazy salvation plan for us to go to heaven. And so, like, there's the gospel presentation. And Paul, you see Paul do that in Acts chapter 17. Mm-hmm. So there is the why behind the what.
There you go.
There is the why behind the what. And, you know, and I want to encourage you, don't be a scoffer. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. See, Paul got some people that laughed at it. Jesus had people laugh at him. Mean Jesus.
Yeah.
He had people laugh at him.
Yeah, spit on him.
And
too.
Spit on him in Nazareth, you know, and so on. So oftentimes when you present the gospel, that's what happens. And you look at these captains of our faith that you read about in the Bible, and they suffered greatly.
Oh, yeah.
It was no joke what they went through. Many of them died
to
give us Jesus. The captain of our salvation died. You know, so that's the why behind the what. Mm-hmm. That's why billboards. Why billboards, Pastor AJ? Because they're effective. They're in the marketplace. If you actually go back in Acts chapter 17, one of the interesting things that you see there, Don, is that Paul lands by himself in Athens after he's been chased out of several other communities because he was preaching the gospel.
Right.
And by church people, by the way. It was the Jews who chased him out of these communities. They followed him from Thessalonica to Corinth to Berea to Athens. And he lands in Athens, right? And when he lands in Athens, it's just a totally pagan culture. And that's what he's just overwhelmed with what he sees. And so he immediately goes into the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says in Acts chapter 17 there. It says he went into the marketplace and he started preaching the gospel in the marketplace. And so that was where he got invited to the Areopagus to share more about these ideas. Okay, but the Acts chapter 17 starts, or the passage of it starts with that I'm referring to today in Athens. It starts with Paul basically being stranded in a pagan context and being so overwhelmed and moved that he begins to just go preach the gospel in the marketplace. So the billboards are us pushing the gospel message into the marketplace.
Right.
So that's the why behind the what. That's right. That's the why behind the billboards. And that's why they are what they are. They are mirroring Paul's technique in Acts chapter 17 when he preaches this gospel clearly, articulately, to a pagan context. And today we find ourselves increasingly in a pagan context, people buying the narrative of evolution.
Right.
And so, okay, big reveal here. I'm going to get into the billboards. There's three. There's three billboards that are up in our community. And they're on a digital billboard, which I'm a big fan of the digital. I like how it shines at night, and you know, I just think
they can see it.
Yeah, even though you got to share the space with other people, it's still like I just feel like it's just so much more attention getting.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if you're in the Boardman community, it's actually in the Big Lot Plaza in Boardman. You can go and look up there. There's a billboard there on South Avenue, and so there's three different boards there, and you'll see these images right here. Here's the first one. Okay. The Bible is true.
Amen.
Get to know Jesus today. That's the first one. What do you think of that one, Don? Do you like it?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I do too. So, I mean, basically, like, you know, what I'm trying to do is...
Who's that guy on there?
It's some guy, some weirdo. So, like, you know, just preaching the gospel. The Bible is true. Again, in thinking about how to reach culture, like one of the things I tried to do was this with this podcast in the studio, which, by the way, the studio is actually producing three different podcasts now, which I think is pretty cool. So, amen. Gospel Ministries is producing three different Christian podcasts. We have this podcast, the Pastor AJ podcast. We have the Jesus Loves You podcast that I do with my friend Derek Ciapolla. And then we also have now the OCD Catholic podcast, which is done by Nick Nolfi. I will give you more info on that one when it launches. I've actually shot a couple episodes with him, and he was on an episode in this series last week. So you can check that out. I think it's one of the ones we did on Mount Sinai. I was just trying to think about how to get this message out. And we have this studio. Well, how do we get the message out about the podcast other than by just sort of doing things digitally, you know, and advertising on Facebook or pushing into YouTube and getting subscriptions and that kind of thing. So I thought, let's push into the community a little bit. Let's put some signage up to encourage people to check this out. And the cool thing is it gets us publicity both ways, because people in the community see it and they'll tune in, and that's happened. But then people digitally will see that we're pushing into the community, and it creates a buzz and an excitement to get people to tune in that way as well. So, I mean, it's kind of like it works both ways. But in addition, it's pushing into the marketplace with the truth of the gospel. And so I was trying to think of how to do that, and I thought having a prepackaged sermon series that I'm doing, in this case, Get Real, and then billboards that, you know, the graphics sort of line up with that. So again, if you look at the billboard that I created, you'll see, sorry about that, wrong button. You'll see that it's, you know, similar graphically to the, you know, to the other graphics that I have. If you're on my, if you're subscribed to my weekly email, you'll see these graphics put up once a week that have some kind of, did you know, little tidbit of information. But these are also similar to the thumbnails that we create every week. So when people see this billboard, then they'll go, you know, to the website, they'll go to YouTube, and they will, you know, see these videos, and they'll maybe click on something, right? So that was the first one that I did. The Bible is true. And the message, again, it just kind of pushes into culture a little bit. And I wanted to juxtapose that with something, Don. I wanted to juxtapose it with something. So so here's what I juxtaposed it with. Evolution is a lie.
Amen.
So we have truth and we have lies. All right. Now, in this regard, okay, so I know this has taken a little bit of a step. You know, and we're pushing in. Maybe that seems mean spirited.
Are you getting on the public schools?
This is a lie. Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, it's actually.
Yeah, it's at the bottom.
It says a little bit more there, doesn't it? It says teach creation science in public schools. Public schools. Yeah. So little controversial, huh? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. But like, you know, why would I? Why this?
I think Paul's rubbing off on you. Why, I really do.
Why this message? I agree with you. Right.
Amen to that.
I got to find a place to use my sound effects. I'll give you some applause there. That was a good one. Yeah. So why this message? Okay. If I could say anything, why this message? Well, number one, you know, like you only get a little bit of space, so you have to pick and choose. There's 100 things I could say, but I got to do something that fits into this series. And this series is all about how the Bible is true, the Bible is real, and some of the narratives of our day are false, that the Bible isn't true, that there was no Exodus, that there was no flood. So that we evolved from monkeys, that the earth is millions of years old. So like, to be honest with you, it's just not attention getting to say, you know, creation is true. Check out my website.
Right.
It's just not a good marketing strategy. Right. And so like, to be honest with you, I just, you know, I was trying to do something that was attention getting. I don't think it's offensive. I mean, to say evolution is a lie. I mean, maybe you take it that way. I don't know. You might think I'm crazy. But I don't think it's offensive. Teach
it's truth.
Yeah, it's truth. I mean,
you're being true.
Yeah, and so I'm kind of in a way getting to the point. I thought I scaled back a little bit by saying the Bible is true with my other one. You know, get real with Jesus today.
You're getting mild.
Yeah. So I mean, it's kind of balanced out a little bit. But like the whole point in putting that specific billboard out there, basically, it's just to attract attention and to get people thinking about the fact that, wow, maybe if the Bible is true, we should see the Bible utilized in government more.
Used to be.
It used to be. That's where we got our... In fact, if you look at the Supreme Court, there's a big mosaic in the carved in stone in the top of the building there. I don't know what they call those things, but a relief. I don't know what they call those things. There's a name for them. I just can't think of what it is. But it's Moses receiving the law on the top of the Supreme Court building. You know, so there's all kinds of Christian heritage in our country, and I feel like we need to get back to that. But people today, and I know, Dawn, you're on the same page with this, you know, 100%, that like people today are getting away from that. Public schools have just like pushed religion out.
Right.
And so what they've done is they've just, in a sense, I know this is going to kind of like, you know, probably sound odd if you're hearing this for the first time, but you've created a new religion.
Exactly.
Evolution is, in a sense, a new religion.
Yep.
It is a belief system that is based on faith and has a pathway to salvation, even its own prophets.
Yep.
It's very much a religion. I don't want to get into all that, but like, you know, I mean, I feel like we need to push into culture, and I'm trying to set an example and encourage people. If you're a Christian, maybe, you know, you're not going to put a billboard up in the community, but maybe God's calling you to push into your school system. Maybe God's calling you to push into your place of work. Maybe God's calling you to run for public office. We need Christians to do these kinds of things. And we need more of a reliance on the Bible in today's day and age. And so, again, this kind of is getting back to the why behind the what again, but that's why. Why this message? Well, it was just kind of, it seemed to fit. You know, the whole evolution thing is a little hobby horse of mine that I like to talk about. I've studied it quite a bit, and I just wanted to talk. I thought it was a good attention-getting board, and well, so that was what I decided to do.
Look what they're doing with the public schools.
Yeah.
Look what they're trying to teach our kids. And it's all right to change from a boy to a girl to a boy, stuff like this.
Yeah.
And
very extreme stuff.
Yeah. And I think the billboard, the second one, is basically saying it nicely to them that this isn't right.
Yeah.
And then when you say in the first one that the Bible is true, that you're just stating a fact that is fact.
Yeah.
That it is true, that this is not some bunch of stories all thrown into one book. It is the absolute truth. So you're starting off soft, and you're getting a little bit harder with the second one. I can't imagine what the third one is. Seems like we're getting more into it.
I think I may have failed on the dramatic part of things, so I guess I'll just kind of get right to it. But so that was the second one. The third one, it's actually not that dramatic, Don. I'm sorry to disappoint you, sir. That's all it is right there. Basically, because I didn't have like the social media hashtag on anything else, so I just felt like I need, when you're creating these things, it's like you got to figure out like, you've only got so much space.
Right.
And, you know, to be honest with you, I felt like it was important to put my face on there because I know you tried to talk me out of it at one point.
I know.
But like, I felt like it was important because of the nature of what we're doing. And, you know, I want people to know that I love you and I want them to know me. And, you know, plus a lot of these billboards are going up in this community, and,
right.
and a lot of people, I've been raised in this community. I thought maybe someone would see my face and go, tune into the podcast. He's got a podcast. Cool. I want to check it out. But also just the idea of being upfront and being honest.
Or you're not hiding.
And making and not hiding and just, you know, developing a personal connection with the audience. And so, right. you know, that was kind of the, not a self-indulgent thing by any stretch, really just wanting to be above board, wanting to be out there and put a face behind things, you know, really. So, so that's it. That's the billboards, all of them in their glory and where they came from, kind of the thought process. I think they're pretty cool. I mean, I'm happy with it.
I'm telling you, you're more like Paul. You're just sticking your neck right out there.
Well, that was the point.
I know.
That was the point. And so let's kind of like close on an application here. Let's close on an application. And then, Don, I'll have you close us in prayer. How's that?
Okay.
And maybe you could close with a prayer of application for those listening, that God would inspire them. Because that's really what this is all about.
Right.
This is all about inspiring you. If you're a Christian, if you're a... if you're a pastor, maybe I have been a pastor for 22 years. I've led congregations. I understand the pressures that go along with that. And sometimes we feel like we can't push out into culture because, you know, we might upset the peeps, might upset our wives.
Right.
You know, maybe if you're a wife, you might feel like you might upset your husband and you can't really push for Jesus the way you see some of these people, some of these crazy Jesus freaks in the Bible do. And so, like, you know, my goal has been to inspire you to take a step of faith, to take this world back. And, you know, the idea of teaching evolution and, teaching creation in public schools sounds crazy. And I know that this billboard isn't going to change that. But maybe this billboard plants the seed that it can be. And it should be. If it's true and if it's real science, then it absolutely should be, at least on a level playing field with evolution.
Right.
And that's a dream of mine. I'd love to see that. So maybe this is just planting the seed.
Mm-hmm.
And also planting the seed of leadership. So I want to encourage you to be a leader in your own way, no matter where you are.
Yes.
No matter your age. Paul told Timothy to set an example for all believers. Don't let people despise him for his youth. If you're a young person, a young man, a young woman, whatever your race or ethnicity or social status, it doesn't matter. Your economic level, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Because when you put what you have in the hands of God, he can do great things.
Oh, he multiplies it.
Will you lead us home, Chief?
Sure. Dear precious Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you, and I just ask that you touch each and every person that's listening, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help them, Lord God, to understand that, first of all, that the Bible is absolutely true. It's absolutely real. It's not just a bunch of stories that were thrown into a book, but everything in there is the truth, Lord. Touch the hearts of everybody that's listening, Lord God. Open up their heart, their mind, their soul, their spirit unto you, Lord, and let them know that how wonderful you really are, how much you really care for each and every person.
Yes, Lord.
If there had only been one person on this earth, you would have sent Christ to die for him or her. And Lord, I just ask that you would touch these people, Lord. Help them. Help them to realize that this world is just not cookie cutter. This world is not just fame and glory and running around and trying to have a good time, which is nothing wrong with that. It's the fact that they need to get their heart right with you, Lord, that they have to give themselves as a living sacrifice to you. And there's a lot of times that there's things that I don't like doing. There's things that I don't want to do. But it was, if it's to further your kingdom, I ask that I do that. And we can't be seat warmers. We can't be pew warmers. For the Christians out there, get up and get out and start talking to people. You don't have to beat them over the head with the Bible. You don't have to shove it down their throat. All you have to do is show acts of love and kindness and tenderness. And maybe, just maybe, they will say, "Why are you so nice?" And that gives you the door that opens up that God will open for you, and you can witness to them. You can talk to them about who you have in your being that draws you and makes you the way you are. I just ask that everybody just take it easy. Listen to what we're trying to push or put out there, Lord, that we're trying to tell these people, Lord. We're not trying to hurt anybody. We're not trying to put anybody down. We're just wanting to say, to get up and get out and to grow, to get closer with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I lift this up to you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And all right, another episode all done in the books.
In the books.
So hope it was informative, fun, fruitful. Fruitful for the Christian life. That's really what we want for you. And support this ministry. If you do, if you become a monthly supporter, go to PastorAJ.com. You will actually get one of these super cool laser etched tumblers, stainless steel. I think I forgot the stainless steel part. Yeah, check it out. There's all kinds of stuff you can do. Subscribe to my weekly email newsletter. You can also do that at PastorAJ.com. Leave a message on this video on YouTube or Facebook or Rumble about how cool this guy is right here. We just love him. He's amazing. All right. We're out. We'll see you next time. Peace.